be more funny.
This is Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Network. Follow along on Twitter at Tall Can Audio or at facebook.com/tallcanaudio.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to an all-new Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Podcast Network. Matt Robinson here with you in the TCA studios. As you can tell from my voice, not feeling the greatest. Don't worry, this is not what you're going to be hearing for the entire episode. I wouldn't subject you to that. We got some audio for you that we took from a gathering between Rob and myself as we were on the road last weekend down in Toronto. Had some time as we passed through at the new Union Station. A lot of the renovations there seem to be pretty much finished. And they've opened up a whole new food court. And one of the things they've got in there is like a German beer hall, which sounded right up our alley when our friend Maddie Lang recommended it. So we set a time with Maddie. He was able to come over and join us. Really cool spot. It's called The Wurst, W-V-R-S-T. Like I said, it's like a German beer hall, all kinds of different sausages. I know Rob had one that was kangaroo meat and all kinds of crazy stuff like that, if that's what you're into. Also, just the normal ones. And a fantastic beer selection. Service was awesome. We really liked it. In fact, a couple of us ended up hitting it again on Sunday on the way home. Really neat spot. And it's kind of cool to see, you know, now that the renovation is done, more than just your Mr. Subs and your McDonald's and shit in there like it used to be. So some options like that, especially if you want to sit and grab a beer. It was a really cool spot. So we ran the microphone, decided we would do an episode of Audio Whiplash for you guys, but it's more just a sit-in on the conversation. We didn't come up with a ton of topics. A lot of talk about craft beer, since that's what we were sitting down and trying. There was an interesting tweet from The Ringer about your favorite album from 1999, as that we're 20 years removed from that now, so the guys were kicking it around a little bit, enjoying some music talk. So there's a bunch of that in there. So you can sit back and enjoy this episode of Audio Whiplash, just hanging out with the guys at the pub. Like I said, it's called The Wurst in Union Station. They also have a location on King Street in Toronto if you're down there and want to check it out. Definitely recommend the spot. We don't have a ton more this week for you. You know, we put out what I thought was a fun new episode of Tall Can Sports on Sunday night. Episode 312. We've been getting some fun feedback on that on Twitter. As of course, you can give us a follow there at Tall Can Audio. And we'll be back probably over the weekend, you know, hit our usual Sunday recording slot and kind of get back on schedule next week. But between having been away all last weekend, me being sick, and just everything else that's going on right now, hasn't been a whole lot of time to get to the usual three shows per week that we like to put out. But we did get to the two, so we're glad we had this one for you. There is also some other audio from this session that I've clipped out. We're going to give that to just our patrons. If you'd like to become one of them, you can get that conversation as well as all the other audio we've done in the past for our patrons only by visiting patreon.com/tallcanaudio. Those links are in the show notes, of course. That's a terrific way to support the show. It kicks a couple of bucks to us. We give you some bonus content in exchange for doing it. We really appreciate those of you who have been along on Patreon with us for quite a while. Like I said, any more of you who want to jump on, you can do that at patreon.com/tallcanaudio. And there will be new stuff there this week from our meetup with Maddie Lang down in Toronto at the pub here. So you'll be able to check that out as well. Of course, we're on Instagram at Tall Can Audio, facebook.com/tallcanaudio. We're at Tall Can Audio on Twitter. We always love interacting with you listeners, so you can hit up any of those. In the meantime, let's get over to The Wurst at Union Station with Maddie Lang, Rob Christie, and myself. Enjoy this episode of Audio Whiplash. You say
so this one is not a repeat.
So that was what? That was the bell.
This was the Bellwood
Imperial Stout.
Imperial Stout.
I may try that next.
So the left field in Muddy York do really, really well. They got permits to brew beer. And because they do that, they can sell it on the site, right? They don't have a permit to sell food. So on Fridays and Saturdays, they bring pop-up shops in.
Food trucks?
Yeah.
Nice. Like basically, outside, just...
So every Friday, Saturday, it's somebody different. Some teams are doing like a Sunday to do a family thing. Get like whole families in. It's crazy. Like lineups to get in.
Well, it's all kinds of ways. Like we used to go to, in Montreal, we'd go to the Vieux de Blain, right down from the train station. And they don't, their kitchen doesn't open on Sundays. So at that point, yeah, a little more old school, but they just provide you with takeout menus of the two places, like on either side of the
Really?
Yeah. And you just order in, right? And you guess.
It's even better.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't mind the neighbors, right?
Like, well, that's it. And they don't mind because you're staying, drinking beers.
Yep. Works for everybody.
I've been told that at, I haven't done it, but at left field, you can just order Uber Eats.
Yeah, there you go.
Because again, they just want you to stay, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, we can't provide you food, so just stay here and drink our beer.
Yeah, I like it.
But if next time I'm out or you guys just pass it through, I'll make sure to grab a couple extras.
Well, see, to me,
it's super easy to, like, honestly, it's like...
And this is where I've gone now. As I spent years being a staunch, just a stout guy, right? Is, you know, maybe bitters, mm-hmm. but I've really, in the last couple of years, gone more to... something, especially the real IPAs.
I would love something.
And by real IPAs, I just mean not your Keith's.
Yeah, that's a fake one, right?
What's what I'm saying?
Where would they go?
I was telling you, Matt, I was a couple times we talked around my birthday. That's what I was drinking.
Oh, really?
Because they had a bunch of new stuff they had just come out with. One was like an anniversary ale. They had that like beer mimosa one. They had a really great. Oh, you want to talk about stouts? They do great stouts there.
Yeah?
Alright. We're at left field?
Yeah, left field. Their last one was a Tartufo stout.
Tartufo? Oh.
Which is an Italian dessert.
Really?
It was sweet, chocolatey, cherry.
What am I thinking of? Some movie, The Isle of Tartugo? Or isn't that Pirates of the Caribbean? You know? I can't be the only movie guy. That's never the
which case. Usually means 100%. It's not true.
Well, I am open to that being the case, yeah. Okay, so Tartufo.
Tartufo. And there's another one, the one that's southeast of my place. It's called Rorschach Brewery. And that brewer is like, he's mental. He does the craziest stuff. There's like, and he names them all after psychological.
Oh, yeah, you told me that, yes.
So
disorders.
He makes like a stout. It's called Malevolent something go.
Okay.
It's like a, thank you.
No worries.
They make one that's like a turtles. They make one that's...
I can get into that.
A turtles?
Yeah, turtle flavor. There's like a maple flavor. Maple syrup and pancake flavor, I think. I'm trying to think of the other ones, but they're like almost too decadent for me.
Right.
Yeah, see, I don't like... Matt brought a peanut butter chocolate porter or stout.
Whatever. Yeah, stout. Yeah, peanut butter shake.
And it was stout. And it was very... It had the bouquet of peanut butter and chocolate. It really was. It was too much for me, man.
I like vanilla
on
white
water.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like vanilla on a stout. Cherry on a stout's good.
Yeah. So peanut butter. You going for a vanilla porter?
Oh, love a vanilla porter. Yeah. I still think Mill Street does a great one.
I was looking at a lot the other day before I came over to your place. I had the Mill Street vanilla porter in my hand.
Oh yeah.
It's a little too much for me. If I can't drink two or three of them...
Maybe it just means you need to toughen up.
Or sweeten up.
Do you follow Nita?
I do, yeah.
See, they're clearly gearing up for some sort of box again, like the advent calendar. Every day they keep posting stuff about, you know, hashtag in the box, and then he talks about another local brewer and what beer theirs are going in there. So, but they haven't announced yet what it is or what they're doing.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I know that's you know, 101, get people intrigued, right? So,
so yeah.
It's worked for me anyway.
What are they going to do? But you didn't like the box, eh?
No, I didn't say that. I just thought it was a little too...
Sorry, are you recording right now?
Yep.
Okay.
But I'm also editing later.
Are we not making box jokes? Or
yeah.
Is that the rule?
Yeah. Box jokes. I never understood the box reference, but that's okay.
Yeah, if it's squared like that, get out of there.
Yeah, exactly. If there's edges on it, I have no interest in that.
No, I just found the selections odd for the time of year that they were doing it, right, in a lot of cases. But I did find a lot of beers, like Vimy, I've gone twice now to get kegs from them based solely on
what you drank. Their, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a give and take, and it sucks when you've paid ahead of time and there's a few you don't like, but there was only one or two that, like, I didn't finish.
Because if you crap open a shitty... chocolate advent calendar and it's got cranberry white chocolate. Ooh. Yeah, and you're like, that sucks. Yeah. It's just one taste.
Due to you, Santa.
It's just one taste and it's done.
Yeah.
I got 500 milliliters of this shit. There's a no go.
Yeah.
I get it.
So the question becomes, you couldn't remember what you had first, right?
Yeah, but I'm trying to, I'll ask what I had. It was on tap.
Or is it this?
No, it was on...
I thought there was only two stouts on tap.
Two stouts on tap. Okay, that's true.
Yeah, so...
It is true.
Yeah.
But you had some.
This is the belt.
Because the two on tap.
No, but yours came in a different glass, though, didn't it?
It came in a small. Yeah.
Yeah. So he poured this one out in a like a wine style glass, which is similar to the same one that we had in the
beer. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll ask him. I'll ask him what I had because I want to figure that out. To me, whatever I had was very first couple tastes were mild and easy drinking.
That's not how I would describe this.
Okay, then that's not.
Yeah.
But that, see, that, yeah, to me, an Imperial is always a little jacked up. In the alcohol. So.
Well, and that's right. Your first one wasn't an Imperial. No, I'm on to my second Imperial. So. That's how we know they're different.
Well, and that Dieu de Ciel.
Yeah.
Is, to me, I got four of them in a bottle, and. Fuck, I didn't care for them at all. I'd pawn them off people before Christmas, people coming over, and you're like, well, I like something dark. All right.
Here you go.
I got something for you.
Take it with you.
Yeah. Well, and there was a guy that I see occasionally who ran his own brewery, and he was brewing an Imperial Stout. And, man, I had a couple at his place, and I liked them.
Yeah.
And, he's like, well, I don't drink that much beer anymore. I've moved to wine predominantly. So he goes, I have six. You can take them with you. Yeesh. The six that I took with me had all sort of...
Well, yeah. Cause they're
gonna... Like they'd gone bad. They'd seen sun. But he had stopped brewing about 5 years ago.
Oh.
Well, but that doesn't change the couple I drank at his place.
No.
Didn't know we were getting a karaoke today.
Well, yeah, come on, you should have heard some of the gems I was churning out on the train.
It's never far, really.
You say I only hear what I want.
Oh.
Yeah, this is what he's saying.
What was that tweet I sent you? I sent him a tweet today that was like...
Yes, that's where it came from. Was this what CD you would listen to over and over and over, but it had to be from 99 as you drove across
the country. Yeah, the 1999 country. CD that you would listen to in a cross-country...
Oh, that's right. Now, dude. Is that the only one you could listen to? Or did you have to listen to it on a loop from Halifax to Vancouver?
I assume that's the way it goes. Like, you have
on a
one
loop.
CD to go.
And it's just
that's
playing
all
over and over and over and over.
But it can't be that you could turn it off for a couple hours or whatever. It has to keep playing.
Three provinces.
Yeah.
No, my understanding of the tweet was like, this, and it was a U.S. tweet, so about the same distance, let's say from New York to Portland or something like that, but like... You're just listening to one CD. What's your go-to CD?
Now, did you read some of the replies?
I didn't. I didn't want to. I didn't want to let it, like, change my mind.
Affect you. Yeah.
So, you know what the best answer was? And you should pull this up while you've got your phone.
Yeah, well, I've got it out.
The best answer was, now that's what they call music free.
Oh.
Or
now three.
Yeah, and yeah, guy, one of those much dance 99 guys.
Exactly. And so it was like, and the guy posts the track list. It's like, look at these bangers. And it's like, Tub Thumpin' by Thumble. Yeah.
Okay, immediately it's out. Yeah. It's out immediately. If I hear that song one time, I'm going on a read.
Yeah. Okay.
It was all kind of, you should pull up the track list if you can.
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
Where was that?
Lisa Loeb. Oh man.
Well, so immediately for me, what came to mind was like Red Hot Chili Peppers Californication.
Well,
and I double checked the date on it because I was like, I'm pretty sure it was 99, but I wanted to make sure before I tweeted it out.
Right.
So to me, it's a solid pick.
And that was a solid album. Like, talk about an album, the way they used to make albums, top to bottom.
Yeah.
And there was some...
something you listened to.
After I tweeted it out, I looked up 1999 hip-hop albums. 1999
did a lot of Ice
pop
Cube
albums, all that sort of stuff. Yeah. A lot of Ice Cube that year. A lot of Cash Money, a lot of Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
And there's Dre's 2001.
There was Chronic, 2001,
right? That's
right. Jay-Z, I think, had Volume 3 up there.
Yeah. Here.
I think we're done with that.
The just wrap it up. Yeah.
Problem is the Ringer tweets out so many goddamn things I'm going to find here. there were some great... The thing with the hip-hop albums, there was a lot of great hits.
Not a lot of great albums.
You don't want to be stuck listening to that whole album top to bottom, let me tell you. That is not something you... That is not a car ride you want to be in.
No.
When everybody's being like, there was how many songs on this album?
Well, okay, you were just talking about that, saying, if it's 30 hours from Halifax to Thunder Bay, that's got to be 40 plays right there.
And you've still got half the country.
Hey, exactly. You haven't even hit the prairies yet.
I remember, because one of the big albums that year was the Marshall Mathers EP or LP or whatever it was. One of Eminem's big albums dropped in 99. And I remember specifically Snoop showed up on that album. Dre did a little bit. And I don't know anything about rap. That was nowhere close to what I was into. But I'm going, okay, I kind of dug that song that Snoop was on. So I went and bought a Snoop CD. I'm like, no, fuck this. This sucks.
Yeah.
That's a waste of 17 bucks right there. Could have been 22 at the time.
So as I pulled up the Ringer tweet and just reading the replies, Californication by Red Hot Chili Peppers comes up 3 times in the top 10.
Yeah. People are feeling it.
Yeah, people still look back on that. We got the Chronic, you mentioned.
Yeah.
Mos Def, which is kind of a really underrated rapper, who's been more of an actor lately.
Take your word for it.
It only took 12 tweets until we saw Backstreet Boys, which is a little surprising for me. A lot of Third Eye Blind.
That was a big album. Third Eye Blind was a self-titled album that year.
Yeah.
That was probably... that one I was always hitting you with. You misheard the lyrics to Another Machico or
Another Machico.
Yeah.
You know, the problem is like,
I'll never let you down.
Yeah. Boo.
Hey, see, Californication. That's Road Tripping, Right on Time, Purple Stain.
Good songs.
You know, Californication, obviously. Other Side, Scar Tissue, Parallel Universe, Around the World.
Scar Tissue is a great, like,
that whole album is...
It was played into the ground.
Hey, Purple Stain, though. I love that song.
What happens after you flop it out on the table?
There's ones like On Top. Like, there's some really...
On Top is on there, yeah.
Really, like, hard, heavy.
Other funk. Yeah. All these sorts of things. Yeah.
Funky, like, heavy songs.
Yeah, on the bass.
Yeah.
Fat bass.
It was, so that came out in 99. I want to say...
Purple Stain is period sex.
I've got you. Well, thanks for letting us know.
I think that's on
the
list of beers.
No, that's what the song is.
I thought that was on the list of beers.
I went to see them a couple years later. Probably about 6 years later, they came through the ACC.
Purple Stain apart. With the Chili Peppers?
Yeah.
I saw them at the Bell Center in Montreal.
Would it have been that same tour? It was a tour after Californication. Because actually, I did see them that year, actually.
Stadium Arcadia? Is that what that is?
Yeah. So I saw them, but Californication was probably my first concert as like a teenager to be able to go by myself. We sat at Lawns at the Molson Amphitheater. And it was also the first time I ever smoked weed secondhand.
Yeah, that's a sitting on the lawns at Molson Amphitheater was like a rite of passage, right?
Yeah.
Like, you weren't officially an adult until you probably snuck in 99, there.
99? I'm 27.
Oh, God, I was about 15. Sorry to tell you, buddy.
That's all right. Yeah. It's actually...
Too refreshing,
bad,
I'm
too bad for you.
And then you're right, Stadium Arcadium, we that was when it was a little bit easier because the online Ticketmaster thing was just kind of starting on.
Right.
So people weren't really great on it at the time. I managed to nab front row tickets for the ACC.
Oh, ACC.
So they still, you know, you're still actually 5 feet away from them. But John Frusciante played the entire time right in front of
us. Yeah, Frusciante. And see, to me, the band, when he left...
That's gone downhill again. I know.
Yeah, to me, he is that high-pitched backing vocals.
Okay, I'm not even going to lie. It took me about 2 minutes of scrolling down continuously on this Ringer tweet to find somebody finally saying the Foo Fighters.
Foos.
Because fuck the Foo Fighters. Most overrated band.
Oh, easy.
Easily the most overrated chill, band. Man. Just because he's a nice guy.
I love Dave Grohl.
We can't take back. Most overrated band ever.
Easily.
Man.
What's your beef with the Foos, man? What's going on?
How many Imperials have you had?
Yeah. Well, did you mean the Foos and the Chilis? They go hand in hand.
Did they not tour together at one point?
They were talking about a double bill.
I don't think it ever
happened. It never happened.
No. That would have been... That's how you'd have gotten me to see
that. I would love to
have
seen that.
Actually, I'll tell you this. The first concert I saw that was in Red Hot Chili Peppers, it was supposed to be the Foo Fighters opening.
Okay.
And for some reason, they decided on the Canadian leg they were going to change it up. And we actually got Stone Temple Pilots instead. Which at the time was actually...
Terrible.
We're talking 1999.
Terrible.
2000.
SCP in
2000? That was like...
I thought you were going to say you got like Great Big Sea or something. Sister Hazel.
That would have been
Spirit of the West. Yeah, come on, honestly, yeah.
Really weird.
Rosetta Stone.
Yeah.
Everybody would have been like, okay, weird flex, but okay.
Oh, well. Yeah, I get how some people can go, yeah, I'm not feeling the Foos. I'm not. But to say the most overrated?
I just feel they're super overrated because Dave Grohl's a nice guy.
Well, no, it's because Dave... It's because...
Oh, here, I'll grab that one for you. Oh, thank you. Oh, is there one more? Oh, I didn't even see
it. Condiments.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's Dave Grohl's... Nirvana thing. That's the connection there that makes them.
But they haven't put out anything good since 2010.
What about that Paul McCartney tune? Come on,
yeah.
Man. I'm kidding.
No, I know, but that was at least interesting, right? Like, let's do something, I guess, right? But like, I like the Foo's big stuff, but they haven't done much for me in a while.
Well,
if their good stuff is their good stuff, man.
Well, I think that's where I get this from. It's not that I won't listen to a Foo Fighters song.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't want to listen to a Foo Fighters song in the last 10 years.
What is your go-to?
Everybody tell me it's great.
One go-to Foo song.
Monkey Ranch.
That's a great one. Oh, I was going to say Learn to Fly.
Those are the two that come to mind. Monkey Ranch is probably my favorite.
All my life.
Because that was back when the videos were still cool and like... The house video and stuff.
Okay, but
like
what's the one in where it starts out when it's just his teeth? And it's got great teeth, Dave Grohl, too, man. Best of You or Best of
Someone Getting the Best of You.
That video.
That's a great tune.
And that's a great tune and it's a great video too. Man.
Yeah.
If you go back in the day when people made videos and people cared about it.
Video flow.
I still actually care about the video, though. Okay, I can't tell you the last time I watched one.
You're one of the
ones
watching
between noon and
1.
Noon and 1.
The 7 a.m. to noon category.
This is why you like to work afternoons. Yeah, you watch Video Flow in the morning.
I like to smoke a blunt after lunch, and I chill out, do a little afternoon flow, and then we go.
Yeah. See what Keisha
I heard you guys talking about that, and I was like, wait, you guys don't? Am I one of the 3,000 viewers right now?
No one since 89, I think, watches videos at all.
Fuck.
But again, that's dating myself versus...
So, I do have some friends, we have some female friends like Holly and her friends in Peterborough. I have some friends here in Toronto who do the same thing. Now what it's become is a YouTube thing.
Yeah.
So you go on
For
YouTube...
Sure.
So instead, when we were growing up, and you had people over, you throw MTV on, you throw Much Music on.
It'd be on the background.
Yeah.
It's in the background. Now it's on the bench, right? So you got the YouTube up, and you're scanning it, and it tends to be a lot of, like, just DJs in Ibiza basically just partying, yeah. And that's what's going on in the background.
And then only three videos later, you're onto some white supremacist rally because the YouTube algorithm has steered you horribly into the wrong direction.
Really?
No, mine just my parties.
I was going to say, that's mine always take me to
what the,
what the WWF doesn't want you to know about Triple H. I'm like, why does this keep popping up? I've already watched it.
I also get a lot of
China's bursting plant and that kind of thing, yeah. Right? And you're like,
what's up with that? So what am I Googling?
Makes you rest in peace.
I really gotta clear my cache.
I always get the John Oliver. This last week tonight or whatever,
yeah.
I get the big long form videos of his that pop up. Now at least he's funny, yeah. But again, they come out of nowhere from like music videos and shit. All right, that's a great show he's got.
That's great. I do love his show.
Yeah.
I wish it was a little more easily accessible, other than just being online. Mostly.
I just watch it on YouTube. Yeah, I don't have HBO anymore. I did, but as I drastically toned down my cable.
Well, with Game of Thrones on the horizon, yeah, next month is when the 8th and final season starts. I've kicked into the Crave Plus.
Okay. Yeah.
So I've gone that route to sort of. So now I'm back in with the HBO, and it means I get to watch Ballers season 3, which I haven't seen yet. I can catch up on that.
I'm gonna need to watch Deadwood again before the movie comes out, which they are going ahead with.
Okay.
And that was a great show.
That was a great show.
So.
And did you watch Deadwood?
Never.
Oh.
See, yeah. when the third season ended, you're like, that's the end of it. It's like somebody said, fuck it, wrap it up.
Yeah, no, I don't think they knew until the very end that they were getting canceled. So there's all kinds of loose ends and cliffhangers and shit.
And it was a good show.
Only got HBO 2 months ago.
Okay. It's on demand there.
Most people would go right to Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I went right back to watching Sopranos.
That a boy.
What about The Wire?
I'm about a season and a half into The Wire.
Okay.
But here's the problem.
You got to stick with it to three. At least three.
Here's
you got to
get
to three.
You go into The Wire and you go into Sopranos. And you just start having this really weird view of the world that you can't shake.
Everything gets really dark.
You can't fucking shake this shit.
Yeah, honestly.
So what I ended up doing was putting on Ballers. And now everything's great again.
Yeah,
I'm living on cloud nine.
I need a little episode of Entourage to go to bed feeling okay.
But see, Ballers is Entourage.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Just with football, right? Yeah. They've just, instead of movies, they've made...
I've also started wearing a lot of plaid, like The Rock. I'm wearing a lot of vests again.
Well, see, if you watch Ballers.
Yeah. So I'm on season 3 right now.
So I went and I have a T-shirt that says The Wolf of Wall Streets.
Oh yeah.
Which I saw was Buddy's flaky buddy that lives with him has it. He's wearing a long sleeve red tee that says The Wolf of Wall Streets. So I'm like, fuck man, that shirt's got to be somewhere, right? And so.
I literally went to the barber yesterday and said, the guy's like, what do you want me to do with your beard? I'm like, you watch Ballers? He goes, yeah. I'm like, give me the Ricky. He goes, I got you, fam. I got you.
Love it.
Yeah, for sure. Give me the Ricky.
I want to look like a wide receiver who makes too much
like
money.
It's like people who used to walk in the 90s and ask for the Rachel.
Yeah.
Oh. You'd look good with the Rachel.
I think it's an entirely different cut. He's a good guy, Matty.
For sure. Maybe it was just us for a second there. I thought like it was getting substantially louder in here, but...
No, it was.
Yeah.
It was regular off to our left.
There was your left shoulder. Yeah.
There was a bunch of people just cackling and carrying on.
But weren't in it for the long haul.
You what?
They just weren't in it for the long haul. You say...
Yeah, that's the only thing that's missing here. We can use some tunes.
I think it's creating a more suitable recording environment.
I get that.
I'm disappointed he didn't pull up the track list for Now 3.
For Now what?
Now 3. That was the album I was going to from 99. It's just a much compilation.
Yeah.
Where is the Ost Brown?
Ost.
Thank you. Ost.
I just don't love the pint glass here.
No.
I'm finally out of the wine glass, but now I'm a sort of a milk or juice kind of. Yeah, I'm putting it out there. It'll be on record. All I can taste is kielbasa in my mouth.
Is what?
It's kielbasa in my mouth.
They got a, the other day, I don't know what they were talking about. They were talking about Gronk and his retirement and, yeah, what he's going to do. And so somebody said, you know, is he going to be a professional wrestler? Is he going to be a male stripper? And they got a clip of Lee going, oh, I'm going with the male stripper all day long. And then he's got it in a hot button, yeah, and he just hit him with it. I was like, I'm going with the male stripper. I'm going with the male stripper all day long.
How long did it take for you to talk about male strippers?
As soon as you got up?
Yeah, exactly.
Much.
As soon as we watched you walk over that way.
This guy.
So he's never coming back.
You can get on the runway anywhere, man. Actually, we're talking about your buddy Gronk's future.
Oh.
Is he going to be a male stripper or is he going to the WWE?
Well, I would say WWE, but apparently he doesn't have to do anything. He basically just lived off of his endorsement deals.
Oh, I can't imagine he needs to go.
He bought a house back in Buffalo.
Ew, why?
What did he get that for?
Yeah, that cost him a smooth 35G, I'm sure. But
at most.
Grab a couple in Detroit while you're at it. Well, that's all right. I like that.
That's not bad, eh?
Well, you were that's telling me I wasn't going to like these guys.
I don't like their brewery outside of that.
Yeah?
So apparently I asked for something that's a limited edition.
Oh.
So they've got to actually do something. I don't know. They're bringing it up.
Pop the cork?
Yeah, pretty much. He's like, I can't let you taste it.
Right.
I was like, really?
So I got to get you to bring this up.
I got it right here.
Circle. Oh. I got to circle us all the way back around to now three.
Oh, God. Okay.
Find out what that track
was. We're going to find out what that was about.
It's, yeah, it's got Everybody by Backstreet Boys on it. I know
nice.
That much.
Yeah.
He knows that off the top of his head. Didn't even check that out.
It's sitting here. Yeah.
Okay, you're right. Chumbawamba is number one on
that
list.
Yeah, of course it is.
We got one in your have it up?
We got I got it. Matchbox 20. Name that song.
3 a.m.?
Well, you're reading it now.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, it's true.
I can't get it. No, I don't have it up. I can't get it.
This might be one of my favorites off this entire... okay, I've got three favorites off here.
Yeah.
This is one of them. Sex and Candy by Marcy Playground.
Nice.
Look at this. This is bullshit. I don't want to drink anything out of a fucking wine glass.
They didn't ask you.
No, I know they didn't ask you. I'm just saying, that'll be the last. Because what is it? 200 milliliters worth of beer.
We've got Bitch by Meredith Brooks.
I'm a bitch. I'm
one
a
of Matt's favorites, apparently.
Yeah.
Chuck it between my legs.
We've got a song called The Difference.
What is it? By The Wallflowers. That's a great tune.
Oh, yeah. Way to nail that one.
But see, that's a solid album. But that Wallflowers album, that's a solid album, too. If that's a 99 album...
They were a surprising one-hit wonder style of band, though.
But there's like five hits on
that album. Yeah.
So one album.
Three Marlenes.
For sure.
Right?
Fifth Avenue was good. The Difference are the big songs I remember from that.
Fifth Avenue was great.
Yeah.
That was a grade 8 dance song.
For sure.
That was pull them in nice and tight.
The same white line that was drawn on me.
Yeah.
It was drawn on you.
I don't remember this one. Paula Cole. I don't want to wait.
That's the Dawson Creek theme.
I don't want to wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. You both picked that up way too easily.
Right now.
I'm like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
One went into song, and the other one went into like...
Snake in the grass over there. I'm just going to wait. I'm going to throw this out.
Let these two embarrass you.
Yeah, exactly.
Together Again by Janet Jackson.
Nope.
No, I don't know that one either.
Here's a good one. Jewel. Foolish Games.
That whole...
Okay,
album
that's
good.
That's another Matt one, right in his wheelhouse.
Yeah, that was on piano. She had a bunch of acoustic tunes from that album that were all really good. Like,
I couldn't remember the name of them.
Yeah,
as soon as they come on, everybody would probably be able to sing them.
Jesus is one of us.
The ones
you agree. Yeah, something like that.
What if God was one of us? That's what
I'm thinking. That's Joan Elvis Born.
Same person.
Yeah, okay.
Same person.
Could be.
It's right in the middle of Lilith Fair.
Yes, for sure.
Something's happening there. I'm not entirely sure.
All right. Beer interruption here.
So the cake tap, so this one's on the house, I guess.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
What is that?
This is a Cascade Red Ale Sour.
Wow.
So, and once he told me it was a limited edition and he didn't know what was going on with it, I'm like, well, now I'm all in.
Yeah.
Now you've got me not in.
In a wood cask, hand pump probably.
Yeah. Here's my second favorite song off this album. Sorry, not that one. Bittersweet Symphony.
But oh, I hate that song.
I love that.
Yeah, no. Big tune.
Yeah,
that was a big tune.
That's a solid tune.
Take Yourself Back to 1999. That was a big tune.
I always hated that song. Yes, it was a big tune. But
loved it.
Well, you know,
talk about videos.
Is there any Econoline crush on this album?
Coming up next.
Hey, wait.
He calls it. That's the next song.
But the beauty of that is, because they illegally sampled off that, they have none of the royalties from that.
Zero money.
The Verve has given up all.
Their only hit.
Well, no, that and...
Yeah.
It was a Rolling Stones ripoff.
Yes.
But what's the other Verve tune is she was touching her face. Is that
not.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
I thought that was the only song the Verve really had in North America.
It is
the Verve and the Verve pipe the same thing?
Yeah. No.
They changed your name after.
Yeah. Drop the pipe.
Drop the pipe.
Nobody was buying it.
Drop the pipe, man. Oh man. All right, go on with your Econoline crush.
So somehow Matt correctly predicted that Econoline crush would be on this album.
The album. I just probably haven't heard it in 20 years.
All That You Are
is a shine. Is just one shining star.
That is a fantastic song.
Yeah. I'll be adding that shortly to the collection.
Next up on this. Now 3 is I Do by Lisa Loeb.
Yeah.
Lisa Loeb making the librarian look sexy before it was.
But,
hey man.
I can't think of it.
What are you talking about? World sexiest librarian right here, world man. What are you talking about?
And you can thank Lisa Loeb for that.
Well, but I don't. Like, that's my go-to 90s reference, but I can't remember that song.
Okay, the other Verve tune is Lucky Man.
Oh, yeah.
That's a solid tune.
Yeah,
right
that is.
That's a good tune. I do like that.
That was kind of like post Oasis-y,
a little bit
pop.
Yeah. And it was on Entourage that night where he's walking.
That's a good. That one comes up.
And he's walking away, and the tune is up.
HBO.
Lucky Man. There you go.
Yeah. More happiness, more or less. It's a good tune.
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah. Okay, next one on this list. I'm gonna need your help.
Okay.
Sister Hazel, All For You.
Didn't you not just bring up Sister Hazel?
I mentioned them too as the ones who were opened.
Opening on this leg of the tour for Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes.
I've never heard of Sister Hazel before.
Did you listen to this album on the way in on the train?
I wish. What? I'm going to listen to it on the way out.
He does that.
Sister Hazel. I can hear it in my head, but not enough to even try to butcher it.
I don't want to wait.
Yeah, it's just more than that.
Honestly, I'm stuck in my head, man. That's it.
And in case any of this makes it... If any of this makes it to Patreon, for anybody who's been paying attention, this is another band who's already come up today.
Okay.
We got Great Big Sea. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Of course
it is. With the cover from R.E.M. That somehow made its way to now.
That is weird.
I've never been to a wedding since 99 that hasn't played that.
Including
well, that's telling.
Including my own.
Did it play at yours?
It did.
It's a weird R.E.M. though, or the Great Big Sea?
Weird request for the group, but
the Great Big Sea. Maybe me requesting it.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Here's one I know Matt knows all too well. Spice Girls, Spice Up Your Life.
Oh, see?
I can sort of hear it. I know plenty of Spice Girls tunes, but that one's not jumping out at me.
I feel like this was on
the
a
chorus
Pepsi
was
commercial.
Always just,
Spice Up Your Life!
Yeah, it was like a Pepsi commercial, wasn't it?
And they're running around, and they're okay.
Okay, I said there was three songs that I absolutely love.
Yeah.
And hold on.
I know what this is going to be.
Oh!
No,
I'm
going to
preface it.
I'm going to let you tee it up.
Now that I've seen the very last song, there's three songs left.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, maybe
there's three songs left.
I was going to say, it's also a great 8 dance.
changed my mind.
Oh, no. Actually, that doesn't make my list.
The second last one was on your...
Yeah.
Okay.
So now I'm going to say there's a 3 and 3B. This is on my top 3 list because this is my go-to karaoke song.
Oh, no.
Okay?
Damn. Wish I was your lover.
Sophie B. Hawkins.
Yes, exactly.
Not even close.
Bring it.
Not even close.
Should be.
That's my go-to karaoke.
Go-to karaoke song, Aqua, Barbie Girl.
Oh, no.
That's on here?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
That's fucking
terrible. I only ever do the Ken part, but it's a great way to get a girl on stage with you.
Get someone on stage with you.
At least somebody with an alto. Here's the one I think you're talking about, Casey and JoJo.
Casey and JoJo. I was never going to remember the name of the group, but I knew there was a horribly cheesy pop tune.
A lot of piano.
All my life.
All my life. I went for someone like you.
Yeah.
It was big. It was big in 99.
All right.
98, 99.
And I said to Matt, I said 98 through 03 probably is a total black period due to my age, right? You sort of go, you black it. Both my kids are born in that period. You just sort of go, it's gone.
We weren't sleeping. We weren't sleeping much. And here we go. Song number 17. This is why it's a 3B. It shouldn't really be here. It's another remake. Rapper's Delight.
Dun, 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 dun.
Coolio?
It's with Redman, Eric Sermon.
Is it a hit?
We'll not let you wrap that.
No, let's not. It was the old lady version, though. At the beginning, there's an old lady.
Isn't that the tune that the old lady's doing the Wedding Singer?
That's
when
right.
He's got the handful of meatballs.
Yes, exactly.
And she's doing that.
Yeah. So that's where that comes from. The first part of it is an old lady actually doing the rap instead of...
Okay.
It's terrible.
Well, Matt was a lot more cognizant in that year than either of the two of us will say that much.
I owned it.
Yeah. I own that. And I'm owning it right now.
I
own that shit.
20 years later, I'm still owning it.
Maybe with little Casey and JoJo.
Yeah. All right.
We'll have to make sure you play that.
See if I can
play the pawn out on that one.
Well, yeah. See, and that shit used to run through the library all the time. We'd get all those, you know, the hits 98 or hits 06.
Much dance, 2000.
Yes, exactly. Those, we'd order a pile of those.
Didn't know the library lent out CDs.
CDs? Yeah. Oh, for sure. Still do.
Really? Can they lend out CD players?
Yeah, no.
That reminds me, can I have my DVD drive back?
Yes. Once I find it.
It's been 15 months ago.
At least.
Well, it was Christmas for Kate a year and a bit ago, so.
Carmen San Diego.
Yeah.
Where in the world is Carmen San Diego? Come on. I loved it as a young adult.
Yeah.
Run around dropping the little things on the European map.
Like, that and Ghost Rider? No.
Don't know that, man.
It's a shame.
But I'm a bit of a geography geek, right? So you can see where I would.
Yeah. For sure.
Honestly, it's like Saved by the Bell when it ran through. I was always a little old for that, too. You're like, huh?
Were you a little old for the original, though?
Yeah. Yes, he was.
Because I felt like we were too young for the original.
Yeah, see, you're talking about 19...
90?
Yeah, that's 18.
Yeah, you're too old.
I was a big...
Okay, well, hold on. Let's
Jesse Spano fan at the time.
Tiffany Thiessen is born in 1974, so...
So she's just 2 years older, younger than me.
So what I'm saying is you're probably the right age group.
Well, we had this conversation, right? And so to me, more than Tiffany Amber Thiessen, I was more of a...
You like Jesse Spano.
Jesse Spano, but...
I don't agree with him on this.
No, of course
you don't. Okay, it's a Tiffany Thiessen thing.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, wait, I get it. To me, her head was too big and too flat on top. You're like, what the fuck do you do? It's a bar stool.
How dare you?
How dare you? And then you see when she got on the 9...
He's getting on his own train later.
When you got on the 90210, her face just spread right out like nobody's business.
It got a little big.
Come on,
it got a little big.
You could see that in Saved by the Bell. That was ready to happen.
Our age group was perfect. You followed her innocently through high school love with Zach Morris into being just a drugged out whore on 90210 as you were old enough to appreciate.
As your life went in the same trajectory.
As I was doing as many drugs as she was.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a drugged out whore.
I'm drugged out. wish I was a whore.
Yeah. I would be if I could.
Yeah. No one's buying.
I'm throwing that shill right out there right now. Here's my shingle, whore.
Wow.
Who knew he was such a...
Hater. Yeah.
That's terrible.
That's the Imperial State. Right there.
One of my favorite t-shirts that I've had in the last 10 years was a... just a Kelly Kapowski shirt. I wore to like music festivals. It was a white shirt. It was like neon pink. And I'll say it was Kelly Kapowski, and it was like the iconic picture of her, you know, with that like the pose with the crop top.
Were you hoping women around your age would want to come up and take selfies with it? Was that the play?
No, I just love the shirt.
Okay. You're like,
I bought two shirts at the same day.
Here's this dark little swarthy man with a beard, and we're gonna. Because you had a beard when you were 12, didn't you?
Man, since I was 10.
Don't cheat me. Don't cheat me. It was 10 at least.
I can tell you the day I bought the shirts. I can tell you I bought an H&M because there was two 80-inspired shirts.
And a bagel?
Sorry?
Is that a bagel
place? H&M?
Yeah. So maybe for you.
All right.
I bought two shirts that day. It was a Kelly Kapowski and an Andre and a Giant. And they were both 80s inspired, and I love them both.
I'm unsure where I'm going to go with this, right? Because we've always talked about Matt being a young Andre the Giant.
What do you think with the one single?
We want to see him with the single.
Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, you do. Come on, man.
Yeah. This has been a thing.
I can
for
definitely
a very long
tell
time.
You nobody wants to see that.
I kind of, moments ago, I kind of do.
Like
I
a young,
I pull it off.
Like a young haystack Calhoun.
I'll tell you, I actually looked up after a talk we had one day for a Big Country Reeves jersey.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I was looking for it. You can't find one.
No.
I love it.
How did that even come up? We were talking on Twitter or something. I was going to start going by Big Country Robinson.
and that's a name right out of the cobwebs.
Yeah.
Like,
no, for sure. There's something about
Vancouver Grizzly.
NBA expertise.
Want to know why the Vancouver Grizzlies didn't succeed?
Yeah. Big Country Robinson.
It's been the downfall of many sporting organizations.
Big Country Grizzly.
Continuing 2019.
There'll be a Vice documentary on that later.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. We're winning in spite of Big Country Robinson.
All right. Well.
I'd wear that.
Yeah, I was looking for that really sweet 90s looking.
But I'm not interested in it saying Reeves on it. Like, it's got to say Big Country.
I was looking for the one that said Big Country.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. I got a buddy who's got some really good fake ones made.
Yeah.
Got some Tampa ones and Toronto ones that actually look legitimate. I was going to ask him.
But wait. Tell me though, your Kelly Kapowski shirt, you got that in the guys section or you got it in the girls section?
Oh, no, that's 100% a guys section shirt. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah. That was 100% a guys section shirt.
All right.
The great thing was I bought it on purpose to go to Oshiega. So, and I was going with a girl I was seeing at the time. And you think that'd be the one she would want to steal? No, she stole and cut the Andre the Giant one into a crop top.
Yeah, no.
And left Kelly Kapowski to me.
See, she was looking for guys to want to take selfies with.
Yeah.
Writing was on the wall there, right?
Probably if I'd been paying attention a little bit better.
So this one here, the brown ale from Oast, delicious. Top notch. 4.5.
Are we getting that on Untappd or what?
Yeah.
I gotta put this Cascade on it. This is fantastic too.
4.5 out of 5.
This is a little more sour than I think you would like, but it's not overly overpowered sour.
Yeah, okay. Who is it from?
I gotta literally have to check the photos to make sure I know where I'm talking about here. If this had been beer 1 or 2,
yeah,
I tell ya.
Well, that's it. You gotta stay right on top from the beginning.
This is called Cascade.
Okay, and while you have the picture of, what was the first beer I had? a stout.
I don't know which one you had yet.
But there was only two stouts on tap, right?
So then it would have had to have been...
One was a dry.
It's a Bellwood.
Dry is what you had.
No, see, this is the Bellwood I have.
Yeah.
The so first one I had, it was a nice,
you and I had
easy drinking.
Yeah, we had the Jeu du Ciel.
Yep.
Sure, something fresh.
So Cascade.
Probably 4 hours away from Quebec in my first course.
So mine, actually, the one I'm having right now, is rated 4.13 on average.
Oh, that's
which is
high.
That's a high, yeah. Check-in rate.
There's always some dick who hates it who pulls the average down.
A Belgian Flanders-style red ale fermented with sweet blend of fresh old Northwest cherries.
From where? Like, who makes it?
This is Portland. Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
See, in mine, yeah, it was called Red Hand...
Red Hand?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. But Devils.
I'm gonna give mine a solid 4.25 there.
That a boy.
That's a solid beer right there. Yeah. That is fantastic, man.
See, this is a,
is Rob on this or is just Maddie on this?
Just Maddie.
Do we take Big G?
Sure.
See, this is a cross. This Bellwood is a cross between.
I did not care.
It's like a porter meets cough syrup kind
yes,
of.
Yes, that's fair. And that's not what I'm looking for.
No, it's not what I'm looking for either. And it's in a wine glass.
Yeah, both of my first two.
Shy.
So what else did we do there? We did, what's another one we did? We did the Bellwrench one.
The Bellwood.
That's what Rob's doing. No, that's, yes.
That was what I had, yeah, the Vermont IPA.
You did the Vermont, you liked that one. That
I liked
was good.
I liked it a lot.
I think next time you guys come down, like either I'll try to grab you what's on tap, or next time I'm out in Ottawa, I'll make sure to grab a couple different ones for you guys. You say, I only hear what I want to.
So that's it from the worst down at Union Station. Really appreciate you guys joining us for this episode of Audio Whiplash. As always, fun to meet up with Maddie Lang. Normally, he's got to be Skyped in here, so pretty cool. We can get together with him, have a couple of beers, catch up, see what he's up to. Really appreciate his time always, and so it was good to be able to catch up with him. Don't forget, if you want to support the show, one of the best ways you can do it is to leave us a rating and a review on your podcast app. We'd love it if that was 5 stars, but ultimately, that's up to you. Those sorts of things, what a lot of people don't realize, are taken into consideration by Spotify, by iTunes, by Apple Podcasts, and that's how they move you up and down in the rankings is based on, you know, listener appreciation sort of thing and who's enjoying these shows. So if you get the chance, it would really help us out if you wanted to leave us a rating and a review for the Tall Can Audio Network. You just pop open, you know, the app that you're listening in right now and leave us a review. That'd be awesome. I think otherwise that's going to do it. You can give us a follow on social media at Tall Can Audio. We're always trying to keep up to date and interact with you over there. So, you can do that. Like I said, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, it's all at Tall Can Audio. Just give us a search. It'll come right up and, we'll be back early next week with all new shows for you right here on the Tall Can Audio Podcast Network. Thanks for listening.
I am unhappy with the confusing and at times confrontational nature of that meeting. I wanted it to go better. I wanted it to go better!
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at tallcanaudio.com or by searching Tall Can Audio on your favorite podcast app. When you say Tall Can Audio a lot, it starts to sound weird.